On the day of my arrival on the streets of 53, by the rusting sheds that Osborne built to found his destiny, where the critic's withered finger pointed out the dragon's lair, and the girl from Worcester played all day with ribbons in her hair. With ribbons in her hair. All the social interaction was begun to hide the fear that the answer was not simple and would one day end in tears. And young Lester Gray, the parson's son, was often heard to say, if he had a golden promise, he would never need to pray. The tides were for the taking, and the boats ready to row. And all the jolly sailor boys with Captain Cook would plan to observe the transit of Venus and Abel Tasman's land. Abel Tasman's land. Though my foolish heart was ill-prepared when lovers came to town, with promises of sheer delight to make me act the clown. And perfect little Alison was hiding from the news that her maidenhead was long gone and her fragile beauty bruised. Oh, her beauty was bruised. Top deck of the 49, the sinning sisters dared to make a pact with Jesus if he would just compare their calloused hands and wrinkled brows to beauty blessed and true. But little did they have to share, so the offer he withdrew. Oh, the offer he withdrew. So it's farewell to the captain and farewell to his crew as they sail for deeper water and dreams of better news. And the tailor from Kirkcaldy, making suits to please the king, will settle for abstention but still wear his mortal sins. He'll wear his mortal sins.